Arizona sports, the local sports leader.
Bickley and Murata Mornings. Social Studies. Brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
It's an early dismissal day here for Bickley and Murata Mornings, but we still got time for some social studies to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Sarah Cazell's here to take us through it. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. This feels a little bit more like recess than, you know, trigonometry today. Yes. I don't know. I struggle to think of a math one.
I struggled with everything having to do with math.
Yeah, my brain does not do that. All right. Welcome in, everybody. We're on Twitter/X at Bickley underscore Murata. We also were on Instagram as a show at Bickley and Murata. So thank you for following along and participating and being part of social studies. You guys really make it what it is. So thank you for doing that. All right. Let's start with the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, we're asking for the number one reason that the team is down two games right now in this series. Open-ended. What's the big problem?
Repeated issues that we've talked about a lot. I mean, the lack of care of the basketball. Whew, it is mind-boggling. And I'll chalk some of it up to not having a point guard. But at this point, you just have to make a mental note to take care of the ball. The sloppiness, the optics of the turnovers last night, they were so bad.
How bad were they?
Very bad. I charted all the turnovers. 11 bad pass turnovers, 6 dribbling turnovers.
And?
Offensive foul. And because they have to get at least one every game, a player stepping out of bounds. Just a player stepping out of bounds with the ball. It happens at least once every game.
The obligatory stepping on the end line or stepping on the sideline infraction.
So to me, that's,
stepping on it,
to me, that's been the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, there's a lot of things, a lot of ways I can answer this, but I do like what Tim Ring said, and that is the lack of a true point guard has become almost a cliche in explaining some of this team's foibles and follies and weaknesses, but it's especially true against the Timberwolves. So that's where I'm going to go. The lack of a point guard. If I have to really kind of drill down.
My tooth!
Right.
All right. Griffin W. Reigns says the lack of urgency and communication is the top reason the Suns are down 0-2 right now. They still play too relaxed. They've got to be freaking out on Minnesota's insane defense. Blake says zero rhythm on offense. We have had one 30-point quarter in two games. Justin Prestigard says just call them the Phoenix Wizards of Oz. Some nights they need a brain. Some nights they need a heart. Some nights they need courage. What's wrong is they are stuck in dreamland and they need to wake up.
All they have to do is click their heels together three times and say there's no place like home.
That should work. There's work no for place Dorothy. Like home.
How about this one from Richard Stagg? He says, my first football coach, who was also my Spanish teacher, told his teams that to win, you need to have ganas, which roughly translates in that context as the will to win. There is doubt that this Suns team, or there is no doubt rather, that this Suns team has the talent, but I'm not sure this team has the level of ganas to win a championship. JJ GoFast says the Suns did not win the finals up 2-0 either. This is a series. Minnesota hasn't won one since Garnett was there 20 years ago, so I'm going to remain positive. All right, let's move on to our next question. We have often referred to this Suns season as a roller coaster. But we are asking what ride you would compare this season to and why.
I don't know the name of like a...
The rides that kind of make you feel like, I don't want to do that again. Sort of like, remember that one where you'd go up against the wall and it would like spin around?
The
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Right, and then the floor would drop out. And then if you happened to hurl, it would fly right back in your face.
Yeah. Well, first it would suspend, and then when the ride would stop, it would hit you.
Jared, you sound like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, it's detail.
For me, I got a good one. Mm. And I know people will say, really? That ride? That pirate ship ride that just swings back and forth?
Oh, Castles and Coasters has one of those.
Awful. It's an awful ride makes you sick to your stomach. Mm. That's the ride.
That's a great one. A little rickety. as well.
That roller coaster in Mission Beach that's like 190 years old.
Oh, no, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This one really spoke to me. Rachel Carroll and several others submitted it. The Tower of Terror.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, where you go up and then the whole thing is you just drop. She says, you think everything is going well and then the bottom just drops out. Daylight Film says, bumper cars. It looks like fun, but then you keep getting slammed into from all angles. You only end up in a pile of frustrated drivers, all clustered, continuously banging into each other with no escape.
There's always some little punk-ass kid who's like nailing you every time you look back.
Right. Hitting you in the corner.
It's their whole...
Come on, dude.
JoJo Z says,
only last 45 seconds. Let me out.
JoJo Z says, this son's roller coaster is more like the Titanic. A once promising, unsinkable season is swirling around the drain. And then last one from Rhymes with Easy. I don't know what kind of ride to compare this season to, but it makes me want to throw up. All right. Most random celebrity encounter. We were talking about it at the start of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm forgetting why. Who saw a celebrity?
You're forgetting why?
I am forgetting
Dan
why.
Dan Bickley was workout buddies.
A presidential candidate.
Yeah, I went to the gym and a presidential candidate rolled into the gym and started doing bench presses while wearing blue jeans.
That's
you know
visual.
The weird part was?
What a hump!
Bick left this part out. It wasn't a selfie. You know who took that picture? Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Reba's always there. Okay, pardon me for forgetting that bit. So we're asking for your most random celebrity encounter. Is that your most random bit?
Oh, I've had a lot of random encounters. I really have. There was one time...
On a plane?
There was Eddie Vedder. There was that ended in a bear hug between Eddie and me, and I say it all the time, his hair smelled fantastic. There was the time in Anaheim, my wife reminded me of this, when I was in the elevator with my kids. We just gotten back from Disney, and the door opened, and there was Jane Fonda. And she looked in and saw a family in the elevator and went, oh, I can't get in there. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was going to... I was really racking my brain. We've talked about this one before. The Baker Mayfield run-in when he showed up at the place where we were doing our remote on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lot of great stories because I don't speak to people. If I run into them, I just leave them be. But I did speak to him. And this was before the whole White Claw craze started. He drank a White Claw, and by like 30 minutes later, everybody in the bar was drinking
That's
a White
hysteria.
Claw because
what
he
a
was.
Trendsetter.
Was
what?
The,
really?
the day that I pulled up to Pomo with my wife and I looked in there, John Cleese was sitting on the outdoor patio, and I'm like,
yeah.
What?
The other one, I have an elevator story too. Back when Arizona had a hockey team.
Oh. That was cool.
When the Coyotes eliminated the Predators in the playoffs, we did our post game stuff, and then I'm waiting for the elevator, and sure enough, Carrie Underwood and her entourage woke up, and I'm like, wow, Coyotes win? I'm going to ride an elevator with Carrie Underwood? And they were like, when the elevator opened, they walked in and then held everybody else out. Wait for the next one. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
none for you. Dave Coulier was at a Coyotes game. JT and the AZ got to meet Uncle Joey from Full House.
He wasn't an uncle. Jesse was the uncle.
Weren't they all Uncle Joey, though?
No.
Or uncles? Okay.
They called him Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
No. He was just a friend of the
family.
That's
a Full House...
Ombudsman.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is a truly, truly random one from Ro Flan. I met Seth Rogen at a gas station in the middle of nowhere in California. He pulled up in a giant RV with his dog and his wife and their friends. We talked a little bit while we waited in line. We took some pictures, and I got to pet his dog. Varouge says, I ran into Jason Momoa at Matt's Big Breakfast in downtown Phoenix. Yes, he is just as hot in person, says Varouge. And then this is a sight from Love Always. I saw Jason Acuna, or Wee Man from the show Jackass, hope I can say that word on the air, at a place called Chronic Tacos in Torrance, California. Apparently, he owns this place. He was down at the register, and by the time I got there, I was so starstruck, I had no words.
I will say this. Anytime he kicked himself in the forehead remains one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
We had a lot of really fun responses on Twitter/X @Bickley_Murata. I wish we could get to all of them, but sadly, we cannot.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Suns playoffs go all in with Arizona Sports. Tune in at 3 p.m. in that hour today for an exclusive Suns code word. Text it to 620-620 for your shot at scoring Suns playoff tickets again. Burns and Gambo are going to throw that word out today in the 3 p.m. hour. We'll get you ready for D-backs baseball. D-backs on Deck is next here on Bickley and Murata Mornings.
Arizona Sports, the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. We're checking in on the Diamondbacks as they warm up for the game's first pitch. D-backs on Deck, brought to you by Sonic. Drive to your nearest Sonic location for the Oreo Big Scoop Cheesecake Sundae for a limited time only at Sonic. And by 72 Sold. 72 Sold. Get a higher price for your home.
Yeah, D-backs and Cardinals ending their series today. Last time the D-backs will see the Cardinals this year. They're done with them already. Busch Stadium, the site in the rubber game of this three-game series. Let's dive right into the pitching matchup, Bick. We will get to see Jordan Montgomery for the second time as a Diamondback. You want to talk about an easy landing for your debut with a new team?
Yeah.
Last Friday, the D-backs scored 17 runs in their win over San Francisco, so it was it was kind of conditioning for Jordan Montgomery. He did go six innings, allowed four hits, one earned run. He struck out three, did give up a home run for the one run the Giants scored. So I don't think he's going to have it that easy. Although, you never know with this team. They could score 15 runs again today.
Yeah, exactly. You never do.
Yeah, he'll be faced by 36-year-old right-hander Kyle Gibson in his first year with St. Louis. 1-2 with a 5.04 ERA and four starts. He's gone 25 innings. His last outing was also on Friday. Went six innings. Had a much different experience than Montgomery did. He gave up just one run, three hits in those six innings, but got a no decision and a 2-1 loss to the Brewers. He's not getting a ton of run support. Six runs total the Cardinals have scored in Gibson's last three starts.
Yeah, okay, so in my opinion, this is I really hope we come out of this game and really start to like Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, that would be look, it was a good debut.
Right.
They need to lean on him now.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Now he's got to be that kind of pitcher.
Yep. Which leads us to today's injury report. It's brought to you by Wilderness Athlete. Accelerate your recovery with Hydrate and Recover from Wilderness Athlete at wildernessathlete.com. Whew, it is a long injury report. Eight pitchers and a bunch of position players. Alec Thomas, Geraldo Perdomo, Merrill Kelly, Paul Sewald, Kyle Nelson, Ryan Nelson, Luis Frias, Miguel Castro, Eduardo Rodriguez, Dre Jameson, all on various injury reports, or injured lists, I should say, for the D-backs. We talked about it earlier in our show today, too, Vic. It's a time to tread water if you're the Diamondbacks with all of these injuries, especially the Merrill Kelly one.
Yep. Yeah, you've got to really, really embrace the idea that the odds are totally stacked against us. We need to kind of rally around being underdogs.
Yep. Time for today's keys to the game.
Listen, man, I need you to be the key master.
I am the key master.
Arizona Sports, the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. D-backs keys to the game. Driven by Trucks Only, the Valley's number one independent dealer and home of the lifetime engine warranty.
Yeah, keys to the game for me, and we brought this up earlier in the show too. Corbin Carroll in the 7-hole as a left-handed hitter against a right-handed pitcher. It is time to get him going against right-handers. His numbers, he's hitting 161 against right-handers, an OPS of 513 with one extra base hit, and that's a home run.
So first real chunk of adversity facing Corbin Carroll, the decorated, vaunted prospect who had a great rookie season, the 50 stolen bases, the 25 home runs. That's what it was? Or was he, did he get to, yeah, he didn't get to 30 homers.
No, 25 home runs, 50 stolen
20 and
bases.
50.
First rookie ever to reach those thresholds.
Right, so now he is in the bottom third of the lineup, and you hope that this will do something for him to get him going. We all need it. He needs to be the catalyst. You don't drop a guy in the order unless he's scuffling, and you need to give him a change in scenery.
And real quick, before we get out of here, today's roof report with from Renko Roofing. I thought there was an open for that, Jared. The roof, of course, at Busch Stadium, they don't have one. There's your roof report. 70 degrees is the projected high.
They got a lot of statues outside there.
Like, they do have a lot of.
This isn't a home game. What?
It's Renko Roofing.
Yeah.
And the roof report.
Right.
We are never going to preview a home game in this time slot this season.
Yes.
For the Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's right. So that's right.
Get used to it. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to Tim Ring for joining us. Who else joined us today? I don't have my shirt.
Charles Davis.
Charles Davis. How could I forget Charles Davis?
And tons of good listeners that called in.
Yes. The D-backs pregame festivities with Steve Zinsmeister up ahead. Join us tomorrow at 6. Get you ready for the NFL draft, among other things.
You've been listening to D-backs on Deck. Brought to you by Sonic. Drive to your nearest Sonic location for the Oreo Big Scoop Cheesecake Sundae for a limited time only at Sonic. And by 72 Sold. 72 Sold. Get a higher price for your home.